Good morning, everyone. So, probably don't say it enough, but thanks for coming. I don't want to sound like an airline flight attendant, but we know you have a choice when praising God. And we thank you for choosing Christ the King. Now, you're the best part of the parish, so we like seeing you. What I want us to talk about this morning is what can be one of the biggest stumbling blocks for Christians in their journey towards discipleship. And that's in the area of listening. You might have heard the term, well, you're hearing me, but you're not listening. Or alternately, you know, you're listening, but you're not hearing. And then there are times that we're going, no, 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 I'm listening. And I'm hearing. But then you just don't agree with it, so you throw it to the side and say, the heck with it. It can be hard to hear things that are uncomfortable. It can be hard to listen when things that are being said are not what we want to hear. In the world today, it's difficult in all the noise and in all of everything going on in society to hear when a message is coming our way. So let me ask you guys this. How many of you feel that society today is kind of self-gratifying, self-aggrandizing, kind of a me, me, me? If I don't like what I'm hearing from you, I'm going to change the narrative and attack either you or the message, or just outright ignore you. How many of you feel that that's kind of how things are? Okay. Well, here's the thing. It's nothing new. We see in our reading that it's been going on for thousands of years. In a first reading, Amos is down in Bethel, which is just kind of a little bit north of Jerusalem. And he was sent there by God because guess what? They were self-aggrandizing. They were selfish. They were creating their own narrative. They were doing what they wanted to because the truth was uncomfortable. So Amos goes down there. And when he goes down there and he starts telling them what they don't want to hear, they very politely invite him to go somewhere else. They didn't want to listen. Second reading, Jesus states that it has been made known to us His will. If we listen, it is made known to us His will. And then in the gospel, He sends out the 12, right? He says, listen to me. I want you to go out. I want you to spread my message. And those that don't listen to you, what did He tell them to do? Shake the sand off of their sandals and move on. So why is it so difficult to listen? Let me put it this way. How many of you guys have seen the movie The Matrix? No one's seen The Matrix with Keanu Reeves, right? Okay? So in the movie The Matrix, for those of you that haven't seen it, Keanu Reeves is the main character. His name is Neo. And he's given a choice of two pills. And see what it is. The Matrix is the real world. And the real world as you knew it was nothing but a kind of a computer-generated world. So he's got one of two choices. He could take the blue pill. And if he takes that blue pill, he's going to go back to the life he's always known. It's going to be common. It's going to be, for the most part, comfortable. It's going to be without any real conflict. But it's going to be ungratifying. Or he could take the red pill. And if he takes the red pill, then he's going to go into what they consider the real world. But that real world has conflict. That real world is difficult. That real world is not popular. It's not going all along with the popular concept. But if he goes to that, he's going to find a fulfilling life. He's going to do what he's being called to do and be fulfilled. That's what we're called to do every day. We have to make that choice between that red pill, doing what we're called to do, what we listen and we learn and we move forward, or we could take the blue pill and just go with our life as it always is, common, uneventful, comfortable, but may not be what we're being called to do. So now that I tell you all this, how do we do it? Well, heck, I don't know. But I have a few ideas. If we start to listen, not just with our ears, but with our heart, St. Benedict said, listen and incline the ear of your heart. We open up our heart to the message, knowing that it's not always going to be comfortable. That we might be turned away from people when we're spreading God's message. But if we open our heart, then that message has a place to take root, has a place to grow, has a place from where it can move out. If we don't, then there's no place for that message to go. And that message will symbolically shake the dust off of its sandals and move on. Doesn't mean that it won't come back when you're ready. Right? It's not like you have a one chance. But if we open our hearts and we listen to the message, as difficult as it can be, then we know that it's taking us to a fulfilling life and glory. It'll be difficult, folks. Father John said last week it was difficult for him when he was sitting in the pews. And priests were saying, this is what we should do. This is the message. It can be difficult to hear. So I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge all of us. The first step, opening up the ear of our hearts. So we do that and we start to listen to the message. It's going to take us forward to glory and a greater life than we've ever known. And if we truly love ourselves, our God, and our fellow man, that's what we are being called to do. If we listen, that's what we're being called to do.